when it clabbered, well, they'd churn it, and then it'd be buttermilk, and the butter would, you'd take the butter off the top, it'd come up to the top.
Did you ever know them to make any kind of cheese or anything out of that? Out of that
well,
clabber?
I've heard about it, yeah. But I never make it and say it.
I guess that churning, was that pretty rough work?
Yeah, it took you pretty good while sometimes. Churn up and down. I used to hate to do that.
Huh? That butter would be good for breakfast. Yeah. With syrup, ribbon cane syrup,
and then you
biscuit.
Beat it real good and wash it, and then put some little salt in it.
Yeah, we're talking about the breakfast. Were you talking about eating those preserves and everything? Is that, those a little bit different from the jelly?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I like preserves better than I do jelly.
How do they differ?
Well, you leave the fruit in it in the preserves, and you see the jelly is strained.
Oh. And
I like blackberry jam because I like the berry. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people won't eat it because it's, you know, they just want the jelly.
I used to go out and pick blackberries. A lot of blackberries you grow wild around here. Not too far from where I lived, and to go out and pick those blackberries, I get them, seed them right off. I like the blackberries.
Good old blackberry cobbler was good too. Make a great big blackberry pie. Put a lot of butter in it.
So you make your cobblers a lot of times?
Yeah, we used to a long time ago.
What was your favorite kind of cobbler?
Cobbler pie.
What was your favorite kind of cobbler?
Blackberry, potato, or what? My mother used to make good sliced potato pies, she called them. They made them in big pies.
I like that sweet potato pie.
Mm-hmm. Is that pie, is that kind of like a cobbler?
Yeah, it's made the sweet potato, sliced potato pie, like my mother used to make. But Richmond likes blackberry.
I like blackberry pie, sure do.
And cobbler, I mean.
And dewberry, I mean.
They're too sour.
Sweet, oh, what do you call
they
them?
Make a. Good jelly. They got big seeds on them.
There was an old man laid by his crop one time, and his bushes and briars around right at the end of the row. And he turned, plowing a mule, a man handled. I knowed him well. And the blackberries was ripe, and he turned around, stopped the mule, and went there picking and eating the blackberries. And a rattlesnake beat him down there.
Oh, he died. How long would it, if you didn't get medical attention, how long would it be before you died if you got snake bit?
Well,
it wouldn't be long.
It wouldn't be long. Unless you got like that nigger would, it didn't hurt him, they did.
He just stuck his other foot up there. Yeah. You're talking about that food and stuff like that. What do you know when you eat something between the regular meals like that, what do you usually call that? You had
snack.
You had to call a snack or something like that.
Yeah.
I guess that's what'll make you.
Yeah, that's what makes.
But Pearson, that's pretty unusual for a man, you know, 80 years old, still be in good shape.
Yeah.
Yeah,
or excess
really
weight or anything
he's really doing fine, I think.
Your two little grandchildren, how old are they?
I'm 10.
No, 6, 7.
I mean that one. He's got five. No,
no
he,
that one
that's
has
right.
7, and that one's 5. Mm. He's just got 5. They've just had. Now, Richard's birthday was in February the 21st, and Rambis was. He was, what war? 31st of December.
Spitting, we talking about all the different kinds of foods and stuff. Did y'all ever make grits and things coming up? Did you eat a lot of that? Or?
Some, yeah. Not too often.
Did you ever know, did they ever make any kind of a dish?